Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Audio.
Audio Media presents The Patron Saint of Suicides, created by Alex Dolan.
Oakland PD, let us through, please.
I know you've seen me before. Move out of my way.
I bristle as soon as I hear Detective Gibson from down the hall. Clementa sticks her head in my doorway.
The police are here.
No shit.
Miss Ibarra, good to see you again.
Haven.
Detectives.
Do you know why we're here?
You can't solve a case without me?
Oh, cute.
Because Lynn Jackson is dead.
We have questions for both of you.
Miss Ibarra, can we find an office to talk?
Who says she wants to talk to you?
Sure, Detective. This way.
Questioning us separately? Seems like your go-to technique. Maybe mix it up a bit.
Have a seat.
I should lawyer up. The reason I don't is that I'm thinking about my mother. I'm not being rational. But if I have to find a lawyer, it means they'll probably detain me. Who knows for how long. I might resent my mom, but I'm not ready to abandon her when she's dying.
We found Lynn Jackson dead in her apartment 2 days ago.
And I have nothing to do with that. I haven't talked to Lynn in over a year.
Defensive.
You're in my office trying to tie me to the crime. Why wouldn't I be defensive?
Are you familiar with pentobarbital?
Not really.
Do you know what it's used for?
Some medical procedure?
It's also used for suicide. When people decide to euthanize themselves.
You think she killed herself? Gibson just stares at me. I wonder if Detective Price is having the same conversation with Clementa and how much she knows about pentobarbital.
Have you ever used pentobarbital?
I just told you I don't know what it does.
And yet it's so closely linked to your work. It's a suicide drug.
I don't kill people. I talk them out of it.
As far as we can tell, after injection, she just fell asleep. Some might call that mercy, and you're in the mercy business.
Doesn't sound like mercy to me.
But you're not sad about it either. There's no grief in your voice.
Would I sound more innocent if I were sad? We had a falling out. I feel bad that she's dead, but we weren't close. And again, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Let me play you something, Haven.
She puts her phone on the table. A few weeks ago, Victor Blossom barged into my office and did the same thing. My stomach knots.
My name is Lynn Jackson. In 2015, I helped murder 4 men. Kevin Ocampo, Sutton Chambers, Liston Colon, and Toro Torres. I willingly conspired with 2 other people. All 3 of us planned and carried out these murders. My 2 co-conspirators were Clementa Ibarra, Haven Otomo. We were all complicit. And God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Now, what do you think of that?
My body turns to ice. I want to scream and run. It sounds like she's afraid for her life. If I knew I was about to die, I'd say just about anything.
Detective Blossom once again found himself in a small room with Caleb Cook.
Detective Caleb Cook, resuming interview with Victor Blossom. Recording resumes on February 2nd at 10:02 a.m. Let's talk about your involvement with the train track killings.
I'll say it again. I led the investigation, and that was the extent of my involvement.
Are you really checking your phone?
I need to take this.
What? You can't leave.
Well, I'm going to. Like I said, I need to take this.
I'm noting for the recording that Detective Victor Blossom is refusing to comply with this investigation.
Well, I'm noting for the recording that Detective Caleb Cook is trying to interfere with me conducting my duties.
Did you know they have a recording of Lynn confessing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gibson played a recording where Lynn names me and Clementa.
Ma'am, I still don't know what you're talking about. I think you have the wrong number. Fucking amateur.
Victor Blossom sat with Haven on a bench looking across Lake Merritt, all the way to the apartment she shared with Wesley Pope.
How stupid do you have to be to call me like that?
I wasn't thinking clearly. Why'd you pick up?
I only took the call to get out of a meeting.
What do I do?
Why do you keep thinking I have the answers?
Because you're the police?
Let me restate that. Why do you think I should keep helping you?
Because if they pull me in and put me under pressure, I don't know what might come out of my mouth. I might tell them that you knew about everything. You knew and did nothing. Not to mention what you told me about the man who killed your wife.
I'm surprised you can sink this low without the water pressure crushing you.
What did Gibson say to you?
Gibson isn't talking to me. But if they haven't arrested you, it's because they can't.
But they have my name right on that recording. They have a confession.
From my understanding, the confession was likely made under duress. It sounds like the person who killed her forced her to read from a script, which means it's not admissible. Listen, Gibson might know that you're guilty, but she can't do anything about it. At least not yet. Don't give them a reason to arrest you.
What does that mean?
It means get a hold of yourself. I have information on Phoebe Newhouse.
You looked into her?
Against my better judgment, yes. She's a registered nurse. She's not lying about that. But she has been brought to trial twice. I guess 2 of her clients changed their wills to designate her as a beneficiary, and the families claimed that she conned them out of their money. She was never convicted of anything.
That doesn't mean she's not guilty.
I guess you're right. You were never convicted of anything.
Neither were you.
God, every time with you.
You brought it up.
I looked into the NV website too. I didn't do it for you. My son is still recovering from his injuries. If there's someone still out there, I don't want them touching Ben.
What do you think?
Obviously, I'm concerned to see so many familiar names. I don't know what to make of it yet. For now, stay off that site and don't call me.
I'm back at St. D. In spite of Blossom's advice, or maybe just despite him, I'm on the NV site, looking at the leaderboard. Clementa's with me. Have you seen this? She takes a long look at the black figure in the top hat.
But the site was taken down.
It uses his voice too. Listen.
Thank you for visiting the NV. No villains. No victims.
What does it mean?
We're still in danger. I know you don't care about me, but you're in danger too.
What makes you think I care about myself?
It also means that Wesley's in danger. Maybe. I don't know. I have to ask Clementa for a favor, and that's even more unsavory than asking Blossom. Can you check in on Wesley?
I barely know him.
I can give you his number. He won't talk to me, but he has no reason not to talk to you. Let him know about the site. Let him know to look out for himself. He's still healing from the gunshot wound. He's vulnerable. Can you do that? Not for me, but for him. He hasn't hurt anyone.
You want to make sure he's safe.
Of course I do.
Are you sure that's all it is?
As opposed to what?
Maybe you just don't want another confession with your name in it.
I'm back at my mom's rental home. A police car followed me, but there's nothing I can do about it. When I park, the car pulls over a half block down the road. I try to see the driver, but there's a glare on the windshield. Maybe I'm paranoid. The door's already open when I get there. Mom! Mom! Someone comes out of her bedroom. Someone I've never seen.
Who are you?
Jennifer Strickland.
She's in a wool suit that's never been wrinkled.
Hey, bud, calm down. She's my lawyer.
Don't worry. I'm just leaving.
Why does my mother need a lawyer?
Estate planning.
Did she change her will? Did she write in Phoebe Newhouse as a beneficiary?
That's confidential.
My mother's not thinking straight.
You'll have to talk to your mother about it.
Wait. Do you know any criminal attorneys?
Yes, I know several criminal attorneys. May I ask why you need one?
On second thought, never mind.
It's confidential.
You're always picking a fight.
Phoebe isn't who you think she is. She's been on trial. She cons people out of their money, Mom.
She doesn't.
She's gotten people to write her into their wills. She's trying to use you.
Are you worried about me or about your inheritance?
Both.
You have to trust me to do the right thing. Come, sit with me.
I sit on the mattress and she holds out her hand. I hesitate, like it's going to burn me if I touch it. But then I take it. It's soft like I remembered. Warm. It feels good to touch her.
Let's talk about you.
It's been so long. Where would we even begin?
Do you still have the dog? What was its name?
Nick.
Could you bring him next time?
He's with my ex.
You have an ex?
Don't be so surprised.
Marriage material?
He almost asked. Then he decided not to ask.
Ah, stupid man. You'll get someone else. You're like me. You're the woman every man wants to marry.
I'm the woman every man thinks they should marry. There's a difference.
Do you know why there's a police car parked outside?
There is?
I saw it on the way in. Do the police make you nervous?
If you're in my line of work, you're always wary of the police. So, yes, Haven.
If you're just trying to wheedle money out of my mom, I'm going to come after you.
Kumiko, would it be better if I came back?
You should stay. You should both stay.
All right, Phoebe. I have a question for you. What's the plan?
For what?
For when my mom is ready to, you know...
When your mother is ready, and only when your mother tells me she's ready, we'll make final preparations. We'll work together so it will be peaceful, painless. I'm here to provide comfort.
That's nice. How are you going to kill her then?
Hey, Ben.
It's okay, Kimiko. I'll administer a dose of pentobarbital.
Victor Blossom was hunched over his keyboard when Caleb Cook came to his office.
Googling car rental agencies? You planning a vacation or fleeing the country?
Good one. What do you want?
Since you keep walking out on me, I thought I'd come to you. Have you heard of the Rubble Man?
Is that the body that they found at the Magic Bread Factory?
They got some lab results back. They were able to test some of the soft tissue, and a match came up in the system. In the sex offender registry, his name was Warren Hill. Does that name ring a bell? I'll remind you. 3 years ago, he was the prime suspect in the murder of your wife. 3 years ago, he just vanished. I guess they found him.
The Patron Saint of Suicides was created by Alex Dolan and produced by Audio Media and co-written by Alex Dolan and Vince DiGianni. Starring Elisa Park as Haven Otomo, Rob Schwarb as Victor Blossom, Dee Rosen as Kimiko Otomo, Georgia McKenzie as Zoe Gibson, Paul Green Dennis as Leonard Price, Robin Regalado as Clementa Ibarra, A.J. Beckles as Owen Olson, and Richie Ammons as the narrator. Also featuring performances by Morrison James, Jason Webb, Bill Kernodle, Patrick Conroy, Brenda Smith, Akshdeep Singh, Marianne Case, John Klug, Jamie Mack, C.J. Cressy, Catherine Michaels, Erica Sanderson, C.B. Drogi, and Allison Shepard. For more information, visit www.suicidesaints.com.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.